This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To do is being supplanted by the launch of the Orion. Richie, you got the audio? Somewhere there's audio.
1 second then.
So nerve-wracking.
But did you get control on the first stage?
Right.
Coming up 1 minute, 40 seconds.
It just took off like a minute ago.
Velocity yeah. Now 1,341 feet per second. 1 minute, 50 seconds in.
I think you're about to shoot one of the stages off, yeah.
Right.
Still looking good. Coming up on 2 minutes. 2 minutes into the flight.
Yeah, after 4 minutes, and they're still up there, they're okay. It's about a four and a half minute.
Yeah, because once you get through the atmosphere.
Right.
Yeah. Control on the first stage.
To love the sound of the rocket.
Port discovered boosters still at good chamber pressures in the full power mode and good core chamber pressure in the partial thrust mode at 2 minutes 22 seconds in.
This is Steve Agid.
Voice of NASA.
He's the launch Capcom commentator.
Yeah, right. Yep. They all sounded...
Doesn't work
35
much
seconds in. Still no. Looking good.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up on 2 minutes 43 second mark. Mark, 2 minutes 43 seconds. The Delta IV Heavy Valkyrie now weighs one half as much as it did at launch, running propellant at the rate of 4,744 pounds per second.
That's what I need to do is move to space.
I think this is
the flight. Still looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Passing Mach 5.
At this point. Mach 5 is 5 times the speed of sound.
Who doesn't
a whole
get
lot faster than I'm going right now.
Don't you get goosebumps, though, every time
yeah,
you hear
cool.
this? It's
yeah.
really cool.
Well, it's nice to have it back around. For those
control.
Of you just joining us, the Orion took off about 3.5, 4 minutes
less than 1.5 minute remains on three-booster flight.
About a day late, but the wind was bad yesterday, and they had some kind of
3 minutes, 30 seconds
problem
left.
With the...
We're standing by for the... command to go to the partial thrust mode in the port and starboard booster.
So, for those of you who don't know, the Orion is the next generation of space vehicles that we have developed through NASA. They're going to work on this for the next couple of years, use it to send astronauts to the Space Center, and then eventually to the Moon, and then to Mars. That's what they want to use this technology for.
We have cut off in the port and starboard and separation. A good separation of the port and starboard booster.
You know what's really fascinating about this is that
booster now powering up the full power mode.
They, he just pointed out how quickly they burn off the fuel.
Pressure in the port.
Oh, yeah. What I always there was I remember this will make the hair on the back of your head stand up. The environmentalists used to go to Cape Kennedy to complain about how, and they'd actually get booed and shouted down, but they stand outside and they protest. John, I'm sure they're carrying this on WMEL and not us at the moment. John Harper, who runs WMEL, probably has a few anecdotal stories because he's been running the radio station down there for a long time about how at points the EPA, not the EPA people, the environmental protection groups, the groups that go around and protest all kinds of, there's too much of this in the air, and there's like cow, they protest cows and the methane gas and all that stuff. So they'd go down and they'd protest at Cape Kennedy how much we were polluting the atmosphere with these rockets. And it kind of sounded laughable, but when you put it in the context of what we just heard, that half of the weight of what they sent out,
100,000 gallons of,
per second almost.
Right.
That thing uses so much fuel. Woof. But is it worth it? Absolutely. Environmentalists, go home. And this is a good thing for America. It's very good. It's a boost. That's what it is. Pardon the pun, but it's a boost. Action and effect. The action that was taken by all these people to now recreate or to create something new and its effects on us. Don't we feel better today about the U.S.? There are a lot of people who want us to feel lousy because the Chinese economy, according to some statistics someplace, is bigger than the American economy. And I talked about that earlier, the cause and effect of that. We are the cause. It affects us at the moment negatively, or some would say it's negatively, but we're the cause of it. We created China, literally. The American economy has created the Chinese economy, as we did the Japanese economy and how many other economies, because our roots are so deep. So I'm not all worried about this, but I think thinking about action and effect brings us around to a lot of things. Maybe you think about them in terms of your own personal life. Things that you do, do you think about them? And then what effect that action may have on you at the moment and your future, on your family and their feelings and interaction with your family. I use Bill Cosby as an example of that. Bill Cosby evidently never thought about anything but himself. That's what I get out of what's going on now. Regardless of whether he fires back after these sexual abuse allegations have surfused. But what did he has to have done some of this stuff. And so was he thinking about the effect it would have if people found out about it on his family? Or even, you don't go that far, on his career and his life? No, it was all about self-gratification. And that's okay to a point, as long as it's maybe just you. But when you bring somebody else into the picture, excuse me, and it's as egregious as it appears to be, what is it? What do you think the rest of the members of his family are thinking? The children, the people that were on the TV show with him.
Here's what happens. People, and I would probably say largely men, who get to a certain stature,
yeah,
like Bill Clinton, like Tiger Woods, mm-hmm, like Bill Cosby,
uh-huh,
where they are just looked upon as gods,
yeah,
and they've got so much money, and they can do whatever they want, yeah, and they're handled by
reality.
People.
Yeah.
Right. They lose all sense of
all
reality.
Perspective. Yeah.
There is no perspective. They're in this other world where I'm allowed to have anything I want, because everybody tells me I can. And they lose total touch with reality.
So Cosby has made a statement now. His attorney filed a motion calling for the dismissal of some of these lawsuits regarding incidents that took place. We found out about the Playboy Mansion thing yesterday, I think it was when we first talked about this. The Bill Cosby response says that it's extortion, that the charges are absolutely false, untimely. Anyway, this guy is the first one to say anything, and I know from reputation, this guy is a tough dude, and he will not, now, if Cosby gives him free rein, he will, in a sense, sort of bring these things back around. So it isn't always bang, bang, bang against Bill Cosby, and he says nothing. Anyway, these women are all looking for $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, thanks to Glory Allred coaching them. And whether they're entitled to it or not, you may or may not have heard that Glory Allred suggested that Cosby take 25% of his wealth and put it aside in a fund to take care of these women.
And she'll get a commission on that, right?
Well, she would get her fee, but I'm guessing. I would think that would be...
She gets 25% right of the 25%.
Off the right. Top, right.
Right.
All right, so meanwhile, Cosby has canceled his New York City appearances. He was scheduled to perform at the Tarrytown Music Hall on Saturday, but the venue said he would not be there. Ticket holders will be getting their money back. His performances in Las Vegas and Tucson canceled. Treasure Island Casino Hotel said it had agreed to cancel the show. His tour schedule is still live on BillCosby.com. Be interesting to go there and see what is still there. They have a lot of performances scheduled through May of next year. Anyway, next time he's supposed to appear is in Toronto, or Ontario, sorry, January 7th. And he was given an honorary, chief petty officer in the Navy. Now the Navy says it's revoking his title, saying allegations of sexual abuse made against him are serious and conflict with the Navy's core of values. Are you kidding me? Look at the rapes that are going on in the Navy.
That's why they were forced to do it.
There's nothing that's been proven against Cosby. I'm with most of the stuff that's happened, but for the Navy to say that it's against the core values with hundreds, if not thousands, of charges against Navy officers from female cadets and female officers, what a stench that carries with it. You say they have no choice. How do they have no choice? They have what's been proven against Cosby? I mean, the rest of the stuff I get.
Because the military is a place where they're walking on pins and needles when it comes to sexual allegations. And anytime anybody does anything in the public eye, they have to go, "We agree. We agree."
No.
Yeah, what he said.
Bad. Cosby was in the Navy in the 50s. Served 4 years as a hospital corpsman, was honorably discharged as a third-class petty officer. He was given the honorary title 2 or 3 years ago of chief petty officer.
Don't say it like that.
You know what I wanted to say and I didn't? Chief petting officer.
Oh, come on. It isn't until proven guilty.
Yeah, well, that's sort of what I was saying a few minutes ago, and it didn't seem to bring much of a...
It's hard because then there's so much smoke.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, there's something to it. I think there's absolutely something.
Some of these are bound to be people lying and trying to just get in on the money.
Gloria making something where there may not be
a couple of these people probably either creating allegations or making it bigger than it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you have 20 of them plus two guys coming out saying, yeah, he was pretty
bad.
Can
I throw a piece of advice to all my little girls out there, by the way?
Sure, Jennifer.
If you're going to go to a man's house and he offers you a pill and a glass of wine, not a good idea to say yes. Mm-hmm. Then some of the blame lays on you, too.
Right, and then just take the pill.
Or if you're 15 years old and go into the Playboy Mansion with him.
Right.
Where is your mother?
Hello. Yeah, exactly. Who are the people that are responsible for you when you're a teenager? 888-302-3684. Good day at 19 after the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Get set for the season with late Friday and early Saturday savings at Kohl's.
I'm coming home.
Like 65 to 75% off fine jewelry, plus an extra 10% off. Save 50 to 60% on sleepwear and 60 to 70% on outerwear. Plus, visit Kohl's.com for a friends and family pass and take an extra 25% off when you spend $100 or more. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. Find your yes. Kohl's. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
'Twas the night of the holiday party when all through the house she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heel, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals.
With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Looks like 21 at the hour, Richie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
One Hit Wonder time on Good Day. It's going to be great. Great, I tell you. Great. Wall of Sound. Let's go, Richie.
There it is. Wonder how this sounds to Phil while he's in that jail cell in Los Angeles.
He's only got one speaker. It's in mono.
This bad boy.
Sound is the story behind the story here. This lady was tapped to be Phil Spector's protege. Is that the right word? I don't know if it's protege, but she was tapped to be the queen of the Phil Spector sound. But she wouldn't sleep with him because she has a pretty, even today, she sings in the gospel choir at her church. She's been very straight. Somebody else came along who had a similar voice and who would sleep with Phil and eventually marry him. So the two ladies are often confused,
right,
because their voices are very similar.
I just did that. I was just like, wait a minute, this woman has more than one hit. And then I was thinking about the other woman's hit.
Right.
And then this
exactly. Right. This is the only Christmas hit this lady has ever had. Thus, she is in the Hall of Fame Christmas One Hit Wonder Contest. She's had plenty of number one songs.
Right. The two of the women have tons of hits.
Tons of hits. But, and the other woman has many more Christmas tunes to her credit that made it to the top than this lady does, because she slept with Phil Spector. That pretty much was it. However, that's not the focus. The focus is who this lady is. Who is this singing All Alone on Christmas? Okay. I think this song was the only one that reached the charts in 1992, Christmas 92.
Should I really confuse you now and play the other one, too?
What? The other song?
Walking around.
Christmas tree. No, that's not fair. No. All right, this is the lady we're thinking of. You can call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this Christmas one-hit wonder singer, and you will get a gift pack from Mannheim Steamroller, which includes a copy of the new CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040, celebrating their 30th anniversary for Christmas music and 40th anniversary of having been together. Plus, really cool, their one-of-a-kind cinnamon hot chocolate will come to you. If you can figure out who this lady is, 888-302-3684. I am shocked! Is a stumper to this point, anyway. You still got, what, a minute, Richie? Yeah, a minute.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. All right, I'm going to help you out a bit here. All Alone on Christmas, recorded for the movie Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. On this song, singer backed up by Clarence Clemens, Stevie Van Zandt, other members of the E Street Band.
Yeah, cool.
Nothing wrong with that. She previously released a couple of Christmas singles. They didn't become big hits because, again, she didn't sleep with the right guy.
Darn it.
Isn't that awful?
She neither also did performed... I. Look where I ended up.
Excuse me. Hello. She released her first Christmas album in 2007, actually. Let's see. Since 1986, she's appeared every year on David Letterman's show and the last episode before Christmas. And she and... stars, I was going to get into Lethal Weapon. All right, and Ann, who is this?
Darlene Love.
You are correct. You get the prize.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Hooray! No more whining dogs, no more jumping from front seat to back seat and back again, and no more car sick canines. Fluffy can be taught to ride in an automobile like the well-mannered dog you know she is. She can be taught not only to tolerate car travel, but actually to love it. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog in the car only when she needs to go to the veterinarian's office or to the groomer. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car was to go to the doctor or to have your body probed and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you have to drag me in kicking and screaming. What you need to do is make the veterinarian a fun place for them, and you also need to make the car a fun place. I suggest just sitting in the car in your driveway for a few minutes every day. If your dog's really fearful, open both sides of the door, let the dog go in and out. Find an item, one item that your dog absolutely adores, and the only time he gets that item is in the car. Also make sure that some of your trips go to the park, the beach, or his best friend's house, so he associates the car with an end result of being positive versus getting an examination. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Right now, you're thinking about the car in front of you that left its blinker on. Blink, 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 blink for the last 5 miles. Well, snap out of it, because what you should be thinking about is switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can access Geico online, over the phone, or even on the mobile app, and it's so easy you can do it in the blink of an eye. See what I did there?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are easy even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Time 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, or Kenny Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. We are here to focus on some of the issues of the day. People in the news. Luke Summers. Who knows who Luke Summers is?
I know who Luke Skywalker is.
No, this is Luke Summers.
Luke Duke is.
Luke Skywalker apparently is going to be the bad guy in the new Star Wars movie. Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
That's a rumor.
A rumor! Well, you know, we take rumor as fact.
Not confirmed.
Here.
That's right.
No.
So, love rumors.
We do. We love rumors. So, who's Luke Summers? This is not a laughing matter, however. This is very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who he is.
No.
Okay.
Suzanne Summers' boyfriend?
Nope. His name is spelled with one M, therefore you can probably Google him. S-O-M-E-R-S. Video released of him from Al-Qaeda. He's in Yemen. A full journalist who got caught. Apparently Al-Qaeda was going down the same street as ISIS, deciding that they would like to knock a few of the hostages that they have off unless they get ransom money for them. This is how they're getting their money. So the video release says, or he says on the video, my life is in danger. Yes, apparently it is. So what do? We don't negotiate with terrorists, so unless there's a private group that can give Al-Qaeda what they want, this guy's going down the road. So what do? Do we sit here, we talk about it, we send people? See, this is where I believe, and I know that people will, well, I don't know, you say what you want. The SEAL teams that do all of the sort of the dirty work that nobody else can do or seems to want to do, this is a job for them. Why can't we send the SEALs in to get this guy?
You know, I think they may have. Here's his right. Parents.
Hey, they didn't let them have it.
This is our mother, Paula Summers. On September 17th, 2013, you abducted my brother in Sana'a. Up to this point, we have no explanation as to why Luke was targeted as a victim, and we currently don't know why he is being held. Luke has spent the last 2 years making Yemen his home. He's a good person, and he's only been trying to do good things for the Yemeni population. Mm-hmm. He goes out of his way to care for and respect the common person, and he has made many lasting friends in Yemen. Luke is only a photojournalist, and he is not responsible for any actions the U.S. government has taken. Please understand that we had no prior knowledge of the rescue attempt for Luke, and we mean no harm to anyone.
We know that you have taken good care of Luke, and he appears healthy. We thank you for that. Please show mercy and give us an opportunity to see our Luke again. He is all that we have. Luke, if you are able to hear or see us, please know that we're doing everything possible to help you. Our hearts are with you. We miss you and we love you. And all we want to do is see you again and have you safely in our arms all together again.
Yeah. So, that's that story. I don't know, what else can you say? Mark Wahlberg in the news today, Jen.
Yeah.
Asking the state of Massachusetts for a pardon for the assaults he committed in 1988 when he was a teenager. He said he has dedicated himself to becoming a better person as an adult so he can be a role model for his children and other children. Remember him first as Marky Mark, but he's been in lots of
movies. Almost killed that guy. I think he took his eye out.
And he blinded him.
Knocked one of his eyes out.
It's an interesting question because he has done a lot to change his life. He's gotten better. So but do we think that it negates the crime that he did? I don't know if I do. And I like Mark Wahlberg a lot.
Well,
there's a blind guy wandering around.
And the thing he's done that's kind of helps this is I think he made amends with the guy and has tried to help him in his life since then.
He set the guy up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's taking complete care of the guy now.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah. So he's taking responsibility. This is a very interesting thing for you to weigh in on. Mm-hmm. It's 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So what's the right way of handling this? Ah, that's an interesting
novel.
What do
you think? Let him decide if he should be pardoned or not.
Appropriate. Well, Wahlberg is very generous, known and liked. Pretty much both the Wahlbergs are. This group of Boston guys, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, the Wahlbergs, that have come out of, I don't know that Affleck and Damon came out of any troubled background.
They were poor, I think.
They weren't, they were very poor. Dorchester, not a great neighborhood. So, they didn't know each other as kids, but now they are sort of brought into the community to be a representative of how you can make it. Bostonians, these guys are always on the top of the list. So, what does that do for Wahlberg? If he has taken care of this fellow, made amends, is it just to give him a pardon?
He says, I've not engaged in philanthropic efforts in order to make people forget about my past. To the contrary, I want people to remember my past so they can see them as an example of how lives can be turned around and how you can be redeemed. And he's given almost, not given, he's raised $10 million for his charitable foundation.
Well, he's made,
I know he's a great guy.
Between $40 and $50 million last year as an actor. All of his movies do well, and he just goes from one to the next, always in three or four movies a year. And what did you say, Jen, you were about to say something?
A friend of mine's daughter taught his kids and talked about how great he was and how supportive of his kids he would be. He'd come to every event. He'd help donate to every event. Take an interest in his kids' life.
He says really the reason he's trying to seek the overturn of the convictions is because it's preventing him. It's still on his record. And he wants to do certain things to be able to help even more law enforcement activities. And he says he's not allowed to because he's got a record.
Well, it's not not like people are going to forget that he has a record. If it's wiped out, people still will remember. So the cause and effect, we're back to this. We've been talking this hour about effect of actions, cause and effect. His actions earlier had a causal effect on the man that he hurt and also on him. Have things changed enough to turn around that reality? You're not going to give the guy his eyesight back again, but Wahlberg has done a lot to make that man's life better in many ways, and he is philanthropic, and you know, he wants to give 10% of his money. He became, I don't know if religious is the right word, goes to church every day. Most people don't know.
He's
very, very Catholic. Before he goes to the movie sets, he founds a Catholic church and always goes every single day to church. And that's part of his tithing. He wants to give 10% of what he makes to help people. And whether he can or not, in terms of whether he's handicapped, I mean, he's Mark Wahlberg. Now everybody knows who he is. Do people care about the blemishes that are on his record? But to functionally get them off, maybe makes good sense. I don't have. Actually, given what I know about him, what some of the locals around here say about him, I really don't have a problem with this at all. If I thought he was a dirtbag, I would say that this isn't the right thing to do. But he's not a dirtbag. He plays some rough characters in some of the movies that he's in, but he's become apparently a very hard worker and gains the respect of, and all of these guys do, frankly, the four Boston guys I'm talking about, have all excellent reputations in terms of their work ethic and how they treat people, as opposed to Adam Sandler, who, if you read some of the stuff that's floating around today, suggests that he's not that pleasant or not that easy to work with. At least there are some detractors, Jennifer, who are saying Adam leaves a lot to be desired.
Working not with a Boston boy, apparently.
No, he's not a Boston boy. Isn't he from New Jersey, Richie? Isn't Sandler from... Why do I think that? His sister lives in Framingham. I do know that. But I don't know where he came, where the family is originally from.
I don't know. Let me look it up real quick.
It may not be important, but at any rate, it's a part of the story. Okay.
He's Brooklyn. He's New York.
Is he from New York? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, and again, I'm sort of falling back to things. Let me just give you a quick update. I was talking earlier about Bill Cosby and his Navy stripes being ripped away from him, and I made reference to some of the stuff going on in the Navy. So, specifically, there is a story floating around, pardon the pun, today that's creepy, creepy, creepy. And women who, again, think it's a good idea to go into the Navy, maybe you'll think twice about this latest fiasco. Investigators are looking into who among the Navy officers secretly filmed women officers aboard the USS Wyoming while they were in the shower or changing their clothing
now,
or in the unisex bathrooms. This is, by the way, the USS Wyoming.
It's a sub.
It's a submarine.
Yeah.
So the incident reports that have been filed with the Navy allege that at least three female officers were videotaped at various times over a period of about a year. The recordings may then have been distributed to members of the crew. May? Come on.
They know what happened.
The Navy won't elaborate. Of course they won't elaborate. The investigation is ongoing, so they don't talk about it. Come on. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. It is just beyond the pale that this stuff goes on and they think they can get away with it, or they're that immature or whatever it is.
When you trap, and when you're in a submarine, you're trapped. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Men and women in their 20s in a submarine for months and months at a time.
You can do it the right way, though. You don't have to video people.
I know, but bad things are going to happen, man. Mm. It's just a bad situation.
Well, let's turn something that's bad into something good. Or let's talk about something good. The program brought to you in part by the folks who make the Delta Temp 2O hand shower, which is available exclusively this year at the Home Depot. The Temp 2O takes all the guesswork out of getting into the shower. The Delta Temp 2O has technology. We were talking to Tom Kreidler Brothers yesterday, an LED display on the top of the Bridget, you got one of these. I think Jennifer, you got one. I got one.
Mm-hmm.
It has a 3-color indicator which signals the different temperature ranges, so you'll know how hot the water is or how comfortable you're going to be.
99 or 100 degrees for me is what I like.
Is that
really
the sweet spot?
Yep,
yeah,
that's sweet spot.
Yeah, I like it. I like in my swimming pool, I keep about 88 in the summertime. And that's like 85 to 90 is good. So the blue color is for below 80 degrees. Magenta for the temperature that Richie and I like. We should take a shower together sometime, Richie.
I'd like to see that.
Wow.
Or maybe not.
Maybe
not.
Here's my breakfast.
Okay. Ooh. And if it's greater than 10 degrees, red. So you can enjoy the convenience of knowing when the temperature is right for you. Peace of mind that water temperature is safe for people you love. And the whole thing's powered by water. There's never a battery. It's really very cool technology, actually, and you can get it exclusively at the Home Depot. So, what are we doing? Kenny, you're watching the post at Facebook.com. Yesterday, we suggested that you suggest to us through Facebook.com/good day New Year's resolutions for your home for the new year, obviously. What are you going to do with your home? What do you need to do? What do you resolve to do? Put a roof on your house, new bathroom, whatever it is. We're going to pick two winners, one from yesterday, one from today, who have submitted their ideas to Facebook.com/good day What do you have for good ideas, Kenny?
Amanda says a new water heater for sure.
Mm-hmm.
John says he's going to clean up the junk in the basement before it becomes self-aware.
There you go.
Zinnia says that looks like there are plenty of options. She thinks that we should give more of ourselves, and she wants to be helpful, more helpful to others. And then after that, she's going to remodel the bathroom.
Really?
No. Uh-huh.
All right, you got some more postings, I know, and you can post yours. So of those, why don't we pick a winner for yesterday?
I think you have to go with the woman that's going to put the new water heater in her house.
Yeah, I wrote down water heater.
It kind of fits.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Yep. Okay, so who is that, Kenny?
That's Amanda LeBlanc.
Now, where is she? Well, we don't know because it's a Facebook post, right?
Yeah, it doesn't say it.
All right, but you'll get back to her, and that's how it works, and I don't have to be involved in the nuts and bolts of that. So she wins a Delta Temp 2O model 75628. as opposed to model 75629. It's water-powered, no batteries required. It's worth $80, so you'll get that as a nice Christmas present from us and the folks at Delta and Home Depot. Thank you very much. Post your New Year's resolution for your home at Facebook.com/good day Jennifer, in 60 seconds with a daily television report here on Good Day.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Throwing out lots of ideas about what's going on in the world. Peter Pan was on last night. Jen, how'd it do?
Well, you know, we don't know yet. We'll get the ratings a little bit later today, Dougie. But did you watch it? Did any of you watch
not.
It?
No.
I did.
What'd you think, Rich? I've heard a couple
watched
of
watched a bunch different. Of it. You know, it, for a live thing, it's always going to be different than what you are used to these days. But I thought Walken was good. I thought Brian Williams' daughter was good. I thought thought they did a good job, and my daughter loved it, so what do I care? If she loved it, everybody was having fun.
Right.
Well, here's what I think happened. If you missed it, Allison Williams, as you mentioned, Brian Williams' daughter,
right,
the lead role of Peter Pan, and apparently she had some wire problems last night. So everything that I've seen trending today on the internet is about how her wire almost broke on her.
I was amazed. I thought they pulled it off, but maybe I missed something.
There was something at the very beginning, right before her first flight, where it went a little
wide. Yeah, but it's live TV. Give them a break, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, now, our movie guy, Chuck Curry, said that he thought it was about 3 hours too long, but who knows? I'll catch
it. It was only 3 hours long. So.
Right. Dougie, real quick.
Yeah. Tia Leone and Tim Daly, co-stars on that show I don't watch, Dating.
Good. Sweet.
Madam Secretary, it's romance.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tom Parsons, also known as Bubba to his friends. Tom Parsons is the editor and publisher of BestPairs.com. Travel Secrets. I want to talk to Tom in a moment about the effect the price of gasoline or fuel is having from two different perspectives. One of them, price you pay for an airline ticket. If the price of fuel is going down, what about the ticket prices? And will more people be driving and therefore fewer people flying because the price of gasoline is as inexpensive as it is? And will, I suppose, maybe part B to that is, will that help tourism, hotels and that sort of thing, resorts, people getting around? I'm asking the questions. Let's see what the answers are. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today.
And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
Yeah, find a good Puerto Rican
song. All right, let's get to the essence of what's going on here. Tom Parsons, I just found a note on that I had sent to you. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here again. I presented three things for you to consider, Tom. Number one, the price of fuel and how it affects the ticket we buy to ride on a plane. Price of fuel is now gone for cars, gasoline, $2 a gallon. Diesel fuel, which is what jet fuel is, heating oil is all the same stuff, is a little more expensive than that, but they buy it in bulk, so they get it 20, 30 cents cheaper, sometimes 40 cents cheaper a gallon. But I haven't noticed that there are any big sales, big savings. Are we being...
Look at international all by itself. Okay. In 2007... British Airways started, well, they got in trouble for hiding the fuel surcharge, and then they got in trouble, so they just made it obvious. Then that started off at $150. Fuel did get up to one time very close to $140 a barrel. The airlines raised it to $516 to most of Europe, $680 to Sydney, and today with fuel half the money, those fuel surcharges remain the same.
Really?
Yes.
So who's gouging whom then? So the prices are...
I think it's price fixing anyway. I think it should be a floating market. We saw the fuel surcharges to South America, Central America, some of the Caribbean go away completely. Now it's a free market. If you want to raise airfares, you raise airfares. You want to sell it cheaper, you do this, but you don't have this fixed pricing because of the code share relationships that, you know, you have with Delta and Air France and KLM. They all say, okay, we'll just keep it all 516. They're making a ton of money when they put that fuel surcharge in there.
Well,
and
why are people paying it? Why don't they just
paying it because, you know what? We like to travel. As long as the airlines fill up 80% of their seats and you keep on paying them that kind of money, they say, yippee-yi-yay, we're just going to keep on sticking. Okay?
I'm
in Dallas, by the way.
Next, gas price. We have a story today at DougStephan.com about the prices going below $2 a gallon. What will this do to travel and to resorts and things? Will people be driving more and therefore buying fewer seats on airplanes?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some wiggle room. I mean, today we're seeing some unbelievable airfares out there that have never existed. I looked at, like, today we've got $68 between Washington, D.C., and Hartford. Good till next August.
Really?
And yet you look at Richmond, Virginia to Hartford, it's $429. So the more flexible you are, you may find those deals. Kansas City with the Coca-Cola, my Coke Rewards, if you go to your site, you'll see it. $20 off, you can get to Chicago for $62 round trip. Dallas to Chicago is like $88 round trip. Mm-hmm. And Dallas to Washington, D.C. is $99. So there's deals and wiggle room. But as it comes to travel this summer, yeah, we might get in cars if the airlines want to go for the juggler vein.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.